Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
Hello there, I'm Buffy. 欢迎来到今天的节目。
Today, we're going to look at another story from David's daily life. He's an ordinary school kid with ordinary problems.
对啊，我很喜欢这个单元耶，因为大卫每一次都会发生一些非常好笑的事情。
It's July now, so like most kids, David is starting his summer vacation. What did you used to do during the summer vacation, Buffy?
I used to learn swimming when I was like 14 years old, but I got lazy and then skipped the courses.
Oh.
我记得以前国二暑假的时候有去学游泳啦，可是嫌麻烦就不去了。这是为什么我到现在还不会游泳。
I used to play a lot of football, or you would say soccer, during my summer vacations, and I ate plenty of ice cream.
Wow, yeah, that sounds nice.
That was my summers, but enough of my memories. Let's take a look at the first day of today's article.
赶快翻开杂志，边听边看文章吧。
David's Daily Life. Clumsy Eddie.
Summer vacation just started. I planned to sleep in and play video games, but Mom told me to go outside. She always says I need more sunlight and exercise. So I went to my best friend Eddie's house. I wanted to play video games there, but Eddie had another idea. He found us summer jobs.Eddie's neighbors offered to pay him for cleaning their swimming pools. Eddie asked me to be his business partner. Of course, I said yes. I'm going to be rich by the end of the summer.
Exercise. Exercise. Doctors say exercise is good for your heart. Doctors say exercise is good for your heart. Job. Job. My parents want me to get a job during the summer vacation.My parents want me to get a job during the summer vacation. Neighbor. Neighbor. My noisy neighbors like to play loud music late at night. My noisy neighbors like to play loud music late at night. Partner. Partner.Ben and Jerry became partners and started their own ice cream shop. Ben and Jerry became partners and started their own ice cream shop.
The article begins. Summer vacation just started. That's a good start. David says...I planned to sleep in and play video games, but Mom told me to go outside.
Well, it's a good start, but not a good plan. 怎么可以暑假一到就晚睡晚起还打电动嘞?
If you sleep in, you stay in bed very late, or at least later than usual. You could say, I slept in until 11 o'clock.
Sleep in 就是比平常晚起的意思。像刚刚 Pat 老师的例句是说 I slept in until 11 o'clock. 我睡到11点才起床。
Here's another example. Annie likes to sleep in on weekends. Annie likes to sleep in on weekends.
Annie 周末的时候啊喜欢睡到很晚，我相信各位同学都是吧。好，这边我们要介绍文法 say, speak, talk, 跟 tell 的差异哦。Well, we need to teach the differences between say, speak, talk, and tell. 赶快有请我们英文快一通的老师吧。
英文
快一通 ，Oh
yeah! Hello, everyone. I'm Nicole.
欢迎收听英文快译通知，大家来找茬。哇哦，超跑姐真是太好运了，好像总是有不错的对象在排队等着和她相亲呢。
嗨，很高兴认识你，我是超跑姐，叫我小公主就可以了。
Can you talk English? 因为我从小就看英文的愿文书，所以中文不太好。Oh, 对了， My name is Ken.
I cannot say English 呢。中文不好可以慢慢说啊，反正我们有很多的时间。
Oh my god, 程度这么的 bad, 也敢笑想当我的 girlfriend。
哦，天哪，这个新的相亲对象好像很喜欢唠英文哦。不过相信各位同学一定已经听出错在哪里了。首先，那位新的相亲对象，暂时称他 Ken 哥好了，他说的那句英文是 Can you talk English? 接着超跑姐回答的是 I cannot say English。 这两句话里面用到的动词 talk 和 say在中文里都有说的意思，但是在英文的用法却很不一样哦。 Talk T-A-L-K 是交谈、谈论的意思，通常会有至少两个以上的谈话对象。举例来说， Don't talk to each other during the test. Don't talk to each other during the test. 考试的时候请不要交谈。而 say S-A-Y则有讲述、说明的意思，常常会用在书信里或是告示牌上。例如 The sign says no parking. The sign says no parking. 那块牌子上写着请勿停车。至于你会说英文吗？到底要怎么说呢？当然就是大家早就学过的 Can you speak English? Can you speak English? Speak S-P-E-A-K, 因此讲某个语言，像是 speak French 就是说法文啦， speak Japanese 说日文，这些都要用 speak 哟。
诶，你是说希望我当你的 girlfriend 吗？哎呦，人家可能要考虑一下啦。毕竟女人家都是很矜持的嘛，你突然提出这样的要求，好，我愿意。
我没有说你是我的 girlfriend, 你不要误会呢。喂，吼，你介绍好啊，这个对象哦，我不介意啦。既然阁想要做我的女朋友，拜托。
Okay,
I speak to her to wait in line.
去看电影嘛。
哦，Ken哥拒绝超跑姐的方式和他的英文程度都好令人伤心哦。刚刚说的那句英文 I speak to her to wait in line, 他似乎是想要表达超跑姐如果想要当他的女朋友还要排队有的等呢。同学们知道是哪里错了吗？句子里的 speak 要改成 tell 才对哦。 tell 有告诉、指示的意思， T-E-L-L, 后面通常是先直接接被指示的对象，再接 to 加原形动词。举个例子， Our teacher told us to come to school tomorrow. Our teacher told us to come to school tomorrow. 老师叫我们明天要来学校。今天说到各种说的不同用法，同学们一定要记熟，以后如果遇到类似的情况就不用烦恼该怎么说咯。英文快一通，我们下次再一起来找茬吧。拜拜。
Back to the article. Let's find out why David's mom wants him to go outside. It says, she always says I need more sunlight and exercise.
对啊对啊，听妈妈的话，夏天就是要出去玩，去运动运动啊，整天窝在家里实在是太不健康了。
Sunlight, that's S-U-N-L-I-G-H-T, sunlight, is the light that comes from the sun.It helps things grow, including people.
Sunlight 就是日光、阳光的意思。 Hey, Pat, what's the difference between sunlight and sunshine?
Not much of a difference, really. You just use them in different ways in the sentence.
I see.
Here's an example for sunlight. We need to put this plant where it can get plenty of sunlight. We need to put this plant where it can get plenty of sunlight.
我们必须把这株植物啊放在有充足日光的地方。Plenty of 就是很多的意思。
The other word we saw in the last sentence was exercise. E-X-E-R-C-I-S-E. Exercise. Exercise is physical activities that you do in order to stay healthy and become stronger.
That's right.Exercise 在这里是名词，表示运动的意思。
For example, doctors say exercise is good for your heart. Doctors say exercise is good for your heart.
医生说啊，运动有益心脏，运动的好处实在太多了，要活就要动哦，同学们。
David has to go out, but where does he go? The article says, So, I went to my best friend Eddie's house.I wanted to play video games there, but Eddie had another idea. He found us summer jobs.
Wow, that sounds great. 我一直以为 Eddie 很两光诶，没想到他居然还找到暑期打工。
A job, J-O-B, job, is work for which you receive regular payment. When you grow up, you have to get a job to make money. Being a teacher is my job.
So is mine.Job 就是工作的意思，想要有收入就必须要有工作 job 咯。
Here's another example. My parents want me to get a job during the summer vacation. My parents want me to get a job during the summer vacation.
我的父母啊，希望我暑期能够找到一个工作。那在这边补充一下，暑期工作是 summer job， 兼职工作是 part-time job， P-A-R-T-T-I-M-E。那全职工作就是 full-time job 咯 F-U-L-L-T-I-M-E. Well, can you give us some example sentences of these jobs, Pat?
Okay, I guess a part-time job,you could work in a 7-Eleven, maybe just on weekends.But a full-time job, you'd work maybe Monday to Friday every day in an office.
That's right.
So I wonder what kind of job Eddie found. Let's see. The article says...Eddie's neighbors offered to pay him for cleaning their swimming pools.
哇，清理游泳池感觉很简单说。That doesn't sound difficult, right?
A neighbor, N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R, neighbor, is a person who lives next to you or near you. This could be in the house next to you, or on your street, or above, below...or on the same floor of your apartment building.
That's right. Neighbor 就是邻居的意思啦。诶，邻居可不是只有住在你隔壁的才是哦。住在同一条街，同一个社区，你家楼上，你家楼下的可都是邻居呢。
So we could say, my noisy neighbors like to play loud music late at night. My noisy neighbors like to play loud music late at night.
Wow, that's terrible. 同学们啊，如果你遇到会在大半夜里放音乐的邻居该怎么办呢？ What would you do if your neighbor played loud music at night, Pat?
I would hammer on his door and say, shut up.
Oh, how about just call the police?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. We also saw the word offer, O-F-F-E-R, offer. This is a verb that means to propose something.Like, I could offer Buffy a cup of tea or some candy. Would you like some tea, Buffy? That's an offer.
That's very nice of you, Pat. Pat 老师真是体贴，他知道我讲很多话，所以要 offer me a cup of tea, 给我一杯茶。Offer, 动词就是给的意思。I would say it's a fancy word of give. 其实啊，你说 give 就是可以的啦。
Here's another example.I offered to help my teacher give out the test papers. I offered to help my teacher give out the test papers.
我帮忙我的老师发考卷 test papers.
Cleaning swimming pools sounds okay. David says, Eddie asked me to be his business partner. A partner, P-A-R-T-N-E-R, partner, is a person who takes part in an undertaking with another or others. especially in a business or firm with shared risks and profits. What that means、mm-hmm. is that David and Eddie will work together.
That's right. Partner 在文章指的就是生意上的伙伴、合伙人。也就是说 David 跟 Eddie 呢要一起经营清理泳池的事业。
So we could say, Ben and Jerry became partners and started their own ice cream shop. Ben and Jerry became partners and started their own ice cream shop.
Ben 跟杰瑞成为了生意伙伴，然后呢开了一家冰淇淋店。Hey Pat, would you like to be my business partner?
Uh-huh.
I really want to open a cafe, but I don't have any money.
I'll have to think about it.
Okay.
But what does David think about the job?The article says, of course I said yes. I'm going to be rich by the end of the summer.
哎呦，有钱赚哪有不赚的道理啊？大卫当然是答应啦，而且已经开始在打他的如意算盘了。搞不好暑假过后，他就 be rich, 变成侯亚郎咯。
Well, that's the end of the first part of the story. We'll find out tomorrow if David does get rich, but now let's end today's lesson.
课程还没结束哦，接下来赶快进入我们的 wrap up 啦。
So, did you ever get a summer job, Buffy?
Yes, I did. I used to give out flyers when I was in high school. 以前我高中的时候啊，有发过传单。But it was only for one afternoon, though. 可是只有一个下午啦。And I was not allowed to have summer jobs. My parents wanted me to study hard.
In the summer?
Yeah, how about you, Pat?
Well, I did a few things around our garden, like making a new path with stones. My friends and I did it, and it took us 2 days. It was quite hard work. Later, when I was around 15 years old, I started working as a secretary in a help and helper in my dad's clinic.
That sounds cool.
But in England, we don't have to study in the summer.
Pat 老师啊，以前帮忙铺过花园里的石板路，还到他爸爸的诊所里当过秘书哦。
Yeah, in England, where I grew up, summer vacations were maybe 6 or even 7 weeks long. And we didn't have to go to summer school.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it really was great. Luckily, my mum didn't work when my brothers and I were young kids. She'd stop working, so she always took us on lots of summer trips. We'd go to the zoo or to amusement parks or to the beach.Anything,
so jealous,
yeah, anything to keep my brothers and I out of trouble.
唉，真是的，台湾的暑假是有两个月长啦，不过同学们还是要上暑期辅导，对不对？想必很多人跟我一样都会很羡慕 Pat 老师哦，因为英国的暑假是不用上课的，而且他的妈妈还带他到处去玩，去动物园啊，游乐园，去海边耶。哇， I'm so jealous of you.
Yeah, I mean, when I think back to the summer, I just, it seemed like it never rained. It was just lots of sunny days.
That's why I hate summers.
Yeah, we just did whatever we wanted.
我们以前都要上课耶。
Oh, well, never mind, Buffy.
Okay,
that's about all we've got time for. David's got his summer job cleaning swimming pools, and we'll find out tomorrow if their job works out like he hopes it will. Will he make some money?
Will he?
Join us tomorrow to find out.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
A-Plus 小聚会
哎呦啊，是要怎样哦吼啊！我都不要讲英文啊。
Hello, may I help you?
哎呦，是在讲啥啦？啊啊啊！我啦，我送搞搞啦。
Please call for a Chinese-speaking staff member.
哦，你好，我会说一点中文。
哦，真好。哎，你也当讲会凶不？
Well, 可是我不会说泰语。
大家好，我是 Evita。各位有到英语系国家旅游过吗？那有开口跟外国人说说话吗？有时候或许在某些紧急的情况下，会担心自己无法用英文准确表达自己的意思。其实可以试问一下，或是请对方找会说中文的工作人员。那么英文的说法就是 Please call for a Chinese speaking staff member. Please call for a Chinese speaking staff member.首先来看一下句子中 Chinese speaking 这个复合形容词是 Chinese 中文的和 speak 加上 ing Chinese speaking 中间要用 hyphen 相连哦，所以 Chinese speaking 意思就是说中文的，那 staff member staff member 就是工作人员的意思。好啦，说文解字完毕后，我们再复习一次今天的小聚会。Please call for a Chinese speaking staff member. Please call for a Chinese speaking staff member. 中文的意思就是，请找会说中文的工作人员。好咯，欢乐的时光又匆匆流去。A Plus 小聚会，下次见咯，拜拜。
David's Daily Life.Clumsy Eddie.
Summer vacation just started. I planned to sleep in and play video games, but Mom told me to go outside. She always says I need more sunlight and exercise. So I went to my best friend Eddie's house. I wanted to play video games there.But Eddie had another idea. He found us summer jobs. Eddie's neighbors offered to pay him for cleaning their swimming pools. Eddie asked me to be his business partner. Of course, I said yes. I'm going to be rich by the end of the summer.
Exercise. Doctors say exercise is good for your heart. Doctors say exercise is good for your heart. Job. My parents want me to get a job during the summer vacation.My parents want me to get a job during the summer vacation. Neighbor. My noisy neighbors like to play loud music late at night. My noisy neighbors like to play loud music late at night. Partner.Ben and Jerry became partners and started their own ice cream shop. Ben and Jerry became partners and started their own ice cream shop.